house today in between my job. A pretty good job. I can go home after the morning route and go and read and do whatever and go back out again. Mm-hmm. I got to reading, got to thinking. I can see how that might happen. Got to reading, got to thinking. I asked the Lord, I said, tell me what you want me to read. Give me a thought. And I've been praying all day long about tonight. And only one scripture stuck out to me. We got this in Sunday school. Revelation chapter 5, starting verse 1. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne the book written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book?
Yeah.
And to loose the seals thereof.
Yeah.
And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And my only thought that I got was worthy. Are we really worthy enough for God's love, God's blessings, everything that God gives us? Are we really, honestly, worthy enough for God to send His only Son down to die on the cross for us? I got to look at myself. I got to thinking. I even preached on myself today. I asked myself, I said, am I really worthy enough for God to come down here? Die on that real old, ugly, rugged cross for me? And I thought, no, I'm not. I am not worthy. But I thank God that He seen something, that he thought of something, that He made me worthy enough to be saved.
Sure.
That's the only thing that I felt like I was worthy enough to be, is saved. Because He loved me and I love Him. And I thank God for that right there, because I got to reading, I got to thinking about something. Even John the Baptist said, I baptize with water. But He comes after me baptizing in fire and the Holy Ghost. But He's not worth. John the Baptist is not worthy enough to loose or bear His shoes.
Amen.
So, yep. Loose. What? I'm going to read that. I can't. That's just a little bit. I ain't going to do that. I ain't going to halfway do that.
Thank you, Lord.
That's 3 of John, Matthew 3:11. I ain't going to go without that right there. I can't do that.
Bless Him good, Lord.
I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance.
Uh-huh.
But he that cometh after me is mightier than I. Whose shoes I am not worthy. There's that good word. I love that word.
Uh-huh.
I am not worthy to bear. To bear. A lot of people say loose, but bear on that. I thank God for that. I get thinking about stuff like that right there, and I get thinking about, why would God save somebody like me? Why would God even send His only Son here for me? Me. Somebody that really does everything in the world wrong.
Yeah.
And a lot of times I even say the wrong things. A lot of times I even look the wrong way. I know a lot of people don't like the way I look sometimes, because they say I look hateful a lot. I don't think I got a lot of things on my mind.
Yep.
But thing of it is, why does people really think that they're worthy? I hear people say, I was worthy. I'm worthy of it. We're not worthy of it. We're only worthy of it because God saved us. God loved us enough. Enough. He has so much compassion, so much grace, so much mercy, that He would come down here and make us worthy enough to be saved.
Amen. Amen.
Because I'm not worthy. I guess I'm like Paul. I'm least of them. I'm the least.
Amen.
At least that's the way I feel. When I got saved, I told myself one thing. I said, God, I am sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Amen.
For what I am. I'm sorry for what I do. I'm sorry for who I am, totally. I'm tired of the way I talk. I'm tired of the way I look. I'm tired of the way I look at people. I'm tired of the way I talk to people. Because you can ask that man right back there, sitting in that back row back there, he'll tell you the way I used to talk. Because he knew me in them days. I was awful. Pure, downright awful. You've heard that saying, cuss like a sailor? I think I was worse than a sailor.
Bless him, Lord.
But I thank God that he's seen something.
Amen.
One day.
Yes.
That I was in a church house, and he come around to me and said, come to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that I was like Peter said, save me.
Amen.
Reach my arm up and say, save me. I'm not worthy of it, God, but please save me.
Yeah.
Amen. I thank God that. I thank God that he really seen something in me.
Bless him.
Because I can't see nothing in me. I can look in a mirror and I don't see nothing. The only thing I see is God. Because I love God. I love God in my heart. I love God in my soul. And I love God in my mind.
Yes.
I love everything about God. I don't love this world. I hate this world. I hate this world that it's become. I hate Satan. I hate him with a passion. I wish all of us could take him and stomp him until he goes away. But I know we can't do that. Only God can do that. In the name of Jesus Christ. But worthy, are we really worthy?
Amen.
Somebody want to come give a song? That's all. That's all. I've struggled with this all day long. I've thought a lot. I've prayed a lot. I've probably prayed more today than I've prayed in a long time.
Bless him.
I know that's pretty sad. It is really sad to say that you're getting a situation. You get a lot of things on your mind. That's about the only time you really pray your hardest. Shame on me. I love the Lord. Anybody got anything on your heart?